The pandemic, along with ups and downs in the housing market this past year, have shifted the way homebuyers approach real estate transactions, with some trends persisting and others losing traction, according to new data from a Zolo survey that asks homebuyers about their practices. BC homebuyers are taking their time when it comes to a real estate purchase. Nearly 45% of homebuyers spent 1 to 2 years browsing listings, with 35% looking at roughly 4 to 6 homes, according to survey results. We all know about the trope of saving real estate listings and browsing homes even though you're not in a position to buy. But I feel that these particular survey questions really validated that many Canadians are making real estate wish lists long before they actually start their house hunting journey, said Jordan Kay, spokesperson for Zolo. Another standout data point is more Canadians using parents or relatives as a way to fund a home purchase. In BC, roughly 25% of respondents said they utilize funds from their family, or other relatives, or their partner's family or relative, according to Zolo. Nationwide, 47% of Canadians received money from family or an inheritance to boost their percentage. While we knew that getting help from family was becoming increasingly common, it's almost at a point now where it's essentially a prerequisite to even get into the housing market, said Kay. Among the pandemic trends that have not persisted is virtual viewing or buying a home, sight unseen, according to Zolo. This was very popular during the pandemic and soon after restrictions were lifted. However, data shows that no BC respondents bought a home without seeing it. On the other hand, the use of social media like Instagram, Facebook and TikTok for finding listings has continued, says Kay. The real estate listing website is still king, it will be for some time, but Facebook and Instagram are hot on its heels. And if you follow any real estate agents on those platforms, they are using those platforms to sell homes, she said. As more millennials and Gen Z buyers enter the market, Kay believes that the number of people using social media for home buying will increase. In BC, the combined total of homebuyers using some form of social media to browse through potential homes, whether on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok or Instagram, is nearly 55%. Real estate listing websites were used by approximately 29% of buyers, according to survey results. When it comes to comparing BC to the rest of Canada, fewer British Columbians, 14%, chose to create a budget to prepare for home buying. Nationally, 55% of Canadians prepared a budget, according to Zolo. Budgeting is super important in terms of saving for your down payment but also for being successful in homeownership because we all know that the transition from renting to homeownership can be quite the jolt, said Kay. Of the survey responses, the one that matched with expectations the most is when BC residents are choosing to buy a home. Kay described it as matching the real estate cycle almost perfectly. Approximately 14% of BC buyers chose to buy in March, with the months of July to September all seeing 11% of buyers transacting at that time.